Avoy b'minyon. I was there b'minyon of the Rebbe. Rashi says, "Goy semin shetikna shkola koyd mikas zocha." When Rebbe made this takona, so whoever comes first has the right to keep it. So Rav says he was there. O minoy de di money bereisha, and they counted me. They took my vote like first. So where's the kasha? Why? Ivo nantanan. We learned dine momnis v'yatayrus v'atumos maschil min agodol. When it comes to paskin the shailin money or tayrus or tumo, they always ask the opinion of the godol first. They take his opinion first. Sagam took Rav's here, but mokam Rebbe. The din of the fashas maschil min atzad, but din of the fashas there you start from the lower up. So Marin says, Amar Rabba Bered Rabba Vitema Rav Hillel, Bered the Rav Volis, Shani Minyana Devei Rebbe, Tekula Minyana Minatzad Havoy. The Bemokim Rebbe, like everybody, was called lower than Rebbe. So therefore, we always start accounting from the lower up. And the Mora says, Vyoma Rabba Bered the Rabba, Vitema Rebbe Hillel, Bered the Rebbe Volis, that Niyamois Moshe Vyad Rebbe, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, Lamatzinu Toiro Gedulu B'Mokim Echad. We did not find one person like to be the Godel Hador in learning the Torah. Like Rashi says, Sheyesh B'Yisrael Godel B'Toiro V'Oishe K'maisoi. He was also the richest person then, richest person, and was also the biggest Godel B'Toiro. He never found to have both in one until Rebbe. For the Gemara of Eloi, there wasn't. But heavy Yeshua was like that. Somewhere says no, heavy Eliezer. There was Eliezer. Rashi Yochanan. The advice was Eliezer. When he was the times of Yeshua, he was equal to Yeshua. But they were okay, good. But after Yeshua's nifta, but heavy Eliezer. Somewhere says no, heavy Pinchas. Pinchas was around then. So therefore, he also was great. But the more of a heavy Pinchas, when Eliezer was nifta, was only Pinchas. There it is. Heavy is a kingdom. There was a kingdom then. But heavy Shoal, I was Shoal. Samura says, Hevi Shmuel, there were Shmuel around then. I vonach nafshei, that means kulish shani kamrimin. Even though they died, so at the end of his life, he was the only one. But I meant to say his whole lifetime, there was nobody like Rebbe, that his whole lifetime he was the god of Atara, and he was very rich, the richest person. I have a heavy David, we have David HaMelech. Samura says, no, heavy Iri, Hayori, he wasn't the only one. Rashi says, god of Atara hoya. The minute my cotton, that he masked the rabbon and agavi kormuk sauces. So therefore, he wasn't the god lador like in Torah. But my for noch nafshei, I then he died. So that time, then David was the only god lador god then. And there it is, kul v'shani binim. We're talking about people that the whole lifetime was like this. I have shloimei, and the more heavy shmiya ben geira. No, I have a kotle kul. I was killed kul v'shani kamin. All his lifetime, like what we're talking about, he didn't have this. I have a Chizkiya, there was by Chizkiya, Shashi Melech Yudu, there was God of Atero Hoya, Teretz Hoshav Noi, he was also God of Atero. I Iktul, I he was killed, Kula Shani Kamrin, and also once somebody have his whole lifetime was a God of Atero and Vashiris. I have a Ezra, I have a Nehemiah ben Chachliye. So there was another one equal to him. Omer of Achab Rei the Rover. Afani Yem, I also say that Miyamais Rebbe from Rebbe's time, the Yad Ravashi and Tur Ravashi, you should know Le Motzino Toiro Gedulu B'Mokim Echad. We never found somebody to be a Godel Batur and to be the biggest usher like Ravashi. For the Gemara below, is it true there was nobody else? For Heve Huna Bar Nosim. So Gemara says Shani Huna Bar Nosim. By him, it's different. To Mechev Heve Kayif Le Ravashi. He also humbled himself down to Ravashi. The Ravashi, he was the one that was the Godel Batur and Godel Bashiris. All right, we'll stop here. Yehon daf nun testamad aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Cheresh, that's a person that's deaf and dumb, is so he has a loch really like a cotton. He doesn't have enough das to make real kinyonim, but still we say, Roimeis v'nirmas. He could wink to us, and we could wink back to him. In other words, we can motion to him, and he can motion back to us. If he wants to sell something, so then we say the sale takes place. I will soon see at least by Metaltlim. If he wants to sell objects, so he has a right to sell it, and he also has a right to buy it. Even though Midiraisa really wouldn't be good, because he doesn't have das, he doesn't have enough seichel, it's like a cotton, but Midrabonin though, his kinyan is good. So that's called Roimez Venirmas. Or Ben Beseira, and Ben Beseira, he adds on and says even more than that. Koifetz Venikvats. Koifetz, what she says, means Akimas Vosayim. He can move his lips. The fact he moves his lips, that's also good. But it's not as good as his moving his head. If we ask him, do you want to sell it? And or we can't talk to him, he can't hear, but if we could make, like Ramazan, if we could, Nirmaz means we make signs to him, and he gives us back a sign, that's much better. Ben Beseira says even less, even just moving his lips, movements by his lips, that's also enough. If we make movements of our lips to him, and he make movements back, that's also good. Ben Metaltlim, that in Metaltlim, it means if he wants to sell objects, he could do it if we make these signs back and forth. Hapuotos, that means ketanim, small children. That's called puotos. Usually meaning by kids around 6 or 7 years old. We'll see in the Gemara. The same thing. Mekha nekach or memkarai memkar. If they buy something, it's called bought. If they pay the money for it. And who adin, if they sell something, it's good. And the same thing b'metaltlim. Only by objects. No, it's not karka. If they sell property, then we say the sale does not take place. With Rabbonin, it's only by metaltlim that the mechira takes place and not by karka. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, machloikis b'metaltlim. The machloikis is between Ben Beseira or in the Tanakamo is over metaltlim. If the cherish could sell metaltlim through like moving his lips, I will be gittin. But in a case where the cherish wants to give his wife a get, Tivrei Hakel, everybody agrees, b'remiza, that even Ben Beseira agrees. But there is halacha, cheresh could get married midrabanan. If the man has no, can't talk in here, he's like a cotton. So when he gets married to a wife, midiraisa, the kedushin doesn't take place. It's only midrabanan he could get married. And therefore midrabanan, when he gives her a get, it's also called a good get. So by get, how do we see he wants the get or not? It has to be there that he has to make remiza. He has to make signs to us. But there, Ben Beseira would agree, just by moving his lips, that would not be enough. So Mara says, Pshita, of course it's that way. B'metaltlam tanan. Our Mishnah says clearly they argue by metaltlam, by objects, and not by gittin. So Mara says, no. Ma the time I would have thought to say, af b'metaltlam, even by utensils, the cherishes moving of the lips help. But maybe like for sure it would help by gittin. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush, no, that by gittin it does not help. So Rashi says, like by Gittin, I would have thought to say, maybe there the Rabbonim are more mekel. Because how did this Cheresh get married in the first place? He got married also only with signs. But since he only got married with signs, maybe he could give his wife a get also, just with moving his lips. But when you buy something or sell something, before it belonged to somebody, or if he owned it, the pshat, he got a Yerusha from his father. So he really owned it. So now for him to give it away, maybe there, it won't be good. So maybe the Mishnah means, after metaltlim, even by metaltlim, that's the Kamashmula, no. That's what Rav Nachman is teaching us, no. That you should know only by metaltlim does Ben Beseira say moving the lips help, but by Gittin, moving the lips would not help. Ikad the army, some say, Amar Rav Nachman, Kimachlekes b'metaltlin, kach machlekes b'gittin. You should know the same thing Ben Beseira argues by gittin also. That if the cheresh gives his wife a get through moving his lips, that's also good. Like if he goes to the sofer, like as if to tell him to write the get just by moving his lips, that's good. For at the Gemara, Ivoanan, we learned b'metaltlin. The Mishnah says metaltlin, tenan. For anan b'metaltlin, tenan. We learned in the Mishnah metaltlin. So it seems only by objects and not by gittin. So the Gemara answers, no, Ema, let's say, after metaltlim. The Mishnah means even by metaltlim, according to this pshat. But by gittin, for sure, since the cheresh only got married midrabonin, he could give his wife a get also through these remises, or through his moving of the lips. Then the Mishnah says, apuotois mecha mekach memcha memcha b'metaltlim. Young kids, if they buy or they sell utensils, it's okay. For the more about kama, until how old are they? until how old does he have to be to give him a shein to watch us? So Mochi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda waved Rav Yitzchak, pray to his son, Kvar Shesh or Kvar Shev. Means that the kid is already 6 or 7 years old, and if he sells something that he owns or he buys something, the sale takes place. By Metaltlim, the Rabbonim, the Kinyan takes place. Rav Kanu Amar Kvar Shev, Kvar Timna. No, he has to be at least 7 or 8 years old. But Machnisa Tana, the Braisi we learned, Kvar Teisha Kvar Esa. Only if he's 9 or 10 years old. When the Mori answers the Pligi, they do not argue. Kol Chad V'Chad L'Fi Churfei. It depends how each one is separate, how smart the boy is. If the boy is a smart boy and he understands things, so even at 6 years old, if he wants to buy something and he gives the money, we say Midrabbanan, the Kinyan takes place. If he wants to sell something, he could sell it. So everyone depends upon how smart, how much of a churif the boy is. For time am I, what's the reason? Like really Midiraisa, until you're a bar mitzvah, or else she is a bas mitzvah, is a 13 or 12, they can't make Kinyanim, they don't have das. So how come the Rabbanan said that if a kid understands what he's doing, he could sell or he could buy? Omer Bavu or by Yaakov. Omer Rav Yechidon, Mishum Kedei Chayiv. It's to be able to keep him alive, but the kid's going to need what to live on. Like the kid's going to have to buy food. If he can't buy, how would he live? Or sometimes he has to sell something to get money to live on. So in order to be able to let the kids live, that's why the Rabbanan made this takana. That if they understand what they're doing, their sale takes place. Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Vayomer, they said, La Sher Al Hamel Tocha. The person that was over the silk clothing, we'll see. Hoitzei Levush Lecholev Di Abal. Take out clothing for all the people that worship the Baal. So where it says, Mai Hal Mal Tocha. What does it mean, the Mal Tocha? Omrab Abba by Yaakov, Omrab Yechanon, Dover Ha Nimlal Venimtach. Something that you could roll over and stretch out. That's very fine, thin material. So Rashi says it means, types of pishtin of flax. Shashi big day pishtinain. Shechute nimtachai de malila shemel betzvo. The more you rub it, like you could stretch out the threads. Ki yasi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, I'm Rav Yechanan, I'm Rav Yechanan. That shigoloi boinim, they sent him, boinim ben nunim, l'rebi, that this person sent to Rebbe. He's Bonim ben Nunayim, Rashi says, Yisrael Osherhu. This is a very rich man. Bonayim ben Nunayim. He sent to Rebbe 4 different types of flax material. He sent him Sivni v'chumas, Silsala umil mola. So Rashi says, Aboyim mina shabigde pishtin dak v'toyim. They're all very thin and very good. So Alimar explains, Sivni v'chumas kam guza upalga. His big cloth, if you want to fold it over, you can fold it down to the size of a nut and a half. In other words, that's how thin this material was, that you can fold it up to the size of a nut and a half. Kiam guza palgadam guza. And so slow umul umil mola, these two types of flax clothing, kepistaka upalgadapistaka, also type of a nut. So you can fold up a big cloth into the size of a nut and a half. Now the Gemara says, my mil mola, what is that? It means dogra nimla vanimtach. Something that you could rub and stretch it out. Sashan the posik. Now the Gemara says, Utuuson at kama. If a kid buys something, how much of a mistake could be made to say that the sale still takes place? Like we know by a godel, there's a lot of I know. You're not allowed to charge a sixth more than it's really worth. And if you charge a sixth more, so it depends exactly a sixth, we say the mechira takes place, but you have to give him back the money. If you charge them more than a sixth, then the locker is the mechira's bottle. So by a cut-in, until how much can you jip them like, charge them more, charge them less? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yoina, Amar Rav Zera, at shtus kegadol. He has the same halacha like a gadol, that up until one-sixth. That up until one-sixth, you're allowed to charge him more. If you charge him one-sixth, that's usa to do it, and he has a right to get his money back. If you charge him more than a sixth, that's the halacha of the mechira's bottle. Boy, Abaye asked the question, Matnosoy Mai. What's going to be the law if a cotton gives a present or receives a present? Can he be kind of the present or not? Was the takona dafka by Matantlan to sell it or even to receive a matana? Rabbi Yema Omar ain't Matnosoy Matana. No, he can't give away a matana. But there's no purpose. That's not called Kedei Chayiv. No reason why his sale is good because he wanted to be able to live. Sometimes he'll need money to live on, so he has a right to sell something or to buy food. Mashenke, to give away a present, that Rabbanan said, nothing doing. You're a katan, you have no right to give away presents. Ma baravashi omar, matnosa matona, yes, the matona is good. The matona and the talklim is the same thing. So Gemara says now, afchuha, like the Bnei Yeshiva, the children Yeshiva, Rashi says, changed around the names between Marashi and Rabbi Yema. The Shadru Lekaim with Rav Mordechai. And they sent this question in front of Rav Mordechai with the opposite statements. That Rav Gavashi was the one that said, the Maton is no good. Omalei, so Rav Mordechai said to them, Zilu, go out, Omru Labar, go out and tell this outside. Those who didn't want to accept it. So Rashi says, Zilu Omrule Labar, no, Rashi says, Zilu Omrule Labar Mar, go tell to the son of the Rebbe. So Rashi says it means, Lebenoi Shor Rebbe, go tell to the son of Rebbe, the Rav Mordechai Talmido Shor Rebbe Ashi Hoya. Rav Mordechai was a Talmud of Rav Ashi. Therefore he knew what was doing. He knew it was changed around, therefore he didn't accept it. So Mordechai says, my love, isn't it, Hochiyev Uvda, this was the case, Ki Heve Koi Mar, Chatarya Aarya, when Rebbe was standing, that one foot was on the ground, the Chat Karyan, his other foot, Adag, was on the step. In other words, when Rebbe was about to go up the steps of Stama to his house, that one foot was on the ground, one foot was on the step, we are manolei, and you yourself told us, and we are manolei, and you told us, like Matnose Mai, what will be the loch if a cotton gives away a present, is it good or not? The Omalon, and you yourself told us, Matnose Matona, that yes, a cotton has the right to give away a present. And whoever he gives it to, that person has the right to keep it. Achas matna shchimera, whether the katan is a sick person, like a regular dying away person, a special aloch is, the matana is good, so katan has the same aloch. The yachas matnas bori, or whether the katan is a healthy person, and he wants to give away the present like a regular healthy man. So the same type of the kinyonim, the way a regular person makes, that's the way you have to make if a katan gives it away. Achas matana maruba, whether the katan is giving away a big present, the yachas matana muetis, whether he's giving away a small present, and that's the halacha. So just like the Rabbanan made a takana, a katan has a right to sell his utensils or to buy metaltlin, the same way if he gives away a present, the present is good. He can give it away, or he could receive a present of metaltlin. And that's all nichlal in the takana mishum kidei chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu dvorm, these are the things, Eilu dvorm omru mifnei dake shalom. These are the things that the Rabbanan taught us to do in order to make peace. Koyein Kororishin. In Shul, when you give out aliyahs, there's a tekona, a koyein always gets the first aliyah. The Yachrov Levi, after Levi, the Yachrov Yisrael. And after that comes Yisrael, with Nedaka Shalom. There should be peace, there shouldn't come to be fighting. Because like this, there's going to be a big fight, who gets the first aliyah? Everybody's going to want the first aliyah. Like this, we know, we have to give it to a koyein first, the Yisrael can't come and argue. Either there's enough arguments about Shlishi, there's enough arguments. But at least this much. There shouldn't be an argument. We know the first aliyah has to go to a kohen. Next takana was ma'arvin bebei babayis yoshon bevedake shalom. Ma'arvin is a ruvi chatzeris. You have a few people living together in the same courtyard or an apartment house, and they want to carry outside the hallway, so they have to make an erev chatzeris. Everybody gives a matzah, and they put it away in one person's house. So now let's say they collect the matzah this week and they put it in somebody's house. And then they collect it again for the next week. So in whose house should they leave the Arab a second time? In the same person that left it before. That's also Darke Sholem. Not to put it in somebody else's house, as if to say, we don't trust him or he didn't do a good job. So Darke Sholem is, if you left the Arab in his house last week, if you do go to make him, you don't have to. But if the bread for some reason got eaten up, or you don't have the bread around anymore, that you have to make another Erev, the same thing, you should leave the Erev in the first one's house, in the person that had it before. Next corner is Bor.